Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United on the road, to see them play, but do it in style. 4- and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one, and we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful 4-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday, the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. I would be Matt or Matlanta. I didn't give myself the nickname. I earned the nickname. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta.
All right, let me bring in an old friend. You might remember the name if you're a longtime listener to Sports Talk Radio in Atlanta. His name is John Kincaid. He used to host on this very radio station until he decided he wanted to go back home. He said money was better doing mornings in Philadelphia. Now he's hosting on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia. John, long time no talk. How are you?
Hello, Matthew. Well, absolutely, money was better. I mean, I switched companies immediately. I found out that. I mean, I'm no longer being paid in trade or gift cards that were expired.
It took 30 seconds.
Of course, money was going to be a little bit better. So,
now, but, I got a lot to talk to you about.
I miss everybody in that building. I love everybody. Well, I love almost everybody in that building.
I understand.
You guys are most wonderful people, and I miss you guys. You guys are great people.
We got a lot of ground to cover, but John, I came up with a theory last week, and I want to run this by you. My theory was that you were the always not, you know, specified for years Atlanta sports jinx that I think you have taken to Philadelphia, and hear me out on this.
Okay.
All right, you left. The Braves won the championship. Georgia's won two championships in building a dynasty. Before you left, the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so you were down here, so you couldn't have anything to do with that. Since you've gotten back there, while they've gotten close, you know, you and I don't care about getting close. We care about championships.
No, don't care about – you want championships. Right. You want parades.
So I think Sunday is the ultimate tell of whether or not you are the sports jinx. If the Eagles don't win the championship, we can fully put this on your shoulders. Is that a theory that has some validity?
Only problem is this. I moved to Atlanta January 1st, 1995. So the year I came to Atlanta, I brought a championship pedigree with me because I'd seen my teams win championships, which no Atlantan had.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I brought that with me in my bag. Now, it was only able to be used once. So I think it was at that point it became expired. So
okay.
I think that's what happened. But I'm very happy to see Kirby Smart and see what Georgia has done. I think it's awesome. And I know my old partner, Buck Ballou, and to see all the people that love the Bulldog Nation, it is so cool. And I've rooted like hell for them, as my listeners would attest in Philadelphia. I have been rooting like hell for the Georgia Bulldogs. Would love seeing them do well. And we're so glad that I am, you know, get to cover an organization up here that actually values Georgia Bulldogs being a part of our team. That we actually know that there's great talent in Athens. And Howie Roseman, you know, he knows it. So we're glad. We're taking care of Jordan Davis really well for you. We're taking care of N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe's been a frequent visitor to the show. So we're happy to take care of Georgia Bulldogs in our kennel up here, the kennel where we win.
It is seemingly that Philadelphia does like a Georgia player or two. The voice you're hearing, in case you're just tuning in, that's John Kincaid. He used to long time ago.
I remember you. I did weekends and some other things. Occasionally PJ Tour Superstore, live show or something.
We did those.
If you were sick.
Yeah, we did those.
We did lots of those. Are we still putting for Porsches?
We are.
Are we still putting? Doing that? Okay, good. Yeah. I love that. One of my favorite promotions every single year, which will return.
Yeah.
That is great.
So talk to me about being back in your hometown the week or the weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, John. And the only reason I want to ask you about it, we all know what happened in the game in Atlanta, in Houston 6 years ago. But the 2 weeks leading up, I had more fun building up to the game than what was going to happen on the field in those 3 hours. That was the most fun build-up. What's the build-up been like there?
What's strange is this town has a little bit of common DNA with Atlanta, that this city always sort of thinks, what is bad going to happen? And this city enjoys being the underdog. It's the Rocky Balboa thing. They love being the underdog. And what I've been preaching to them now since we found out they were going to the Super Bowl is, enough of that crap. I don't want to hear about underdog masks. I don't want to hear about who doesn't pick us to win the Super Bowl. We've been the best team from week one through the entire playoffs. They have the guy who should be the MVP in Jalen Hurts, and we're the better team. So I don't want any underdog talk, and I want confidence, and I want to breed confidence. And literally, I've just started. We don't take many, many callers, but when I do, we will hang up on someone if they're negative, because I don't need to hear it. I don't need to hear that I've been a Philly fan for 40 years and I've been let down. Shut up. This isn't your time. They won a Super Bowl 5 years ago, and that's all been broken. They're the favorites. Start acting like it. And that's what I've been trying to preach. It has been so much fun, Matt. So exciting, and very, very excited for it all.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United on the road, to see them play, but do it in style. 4- and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one, and we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful 4-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday, the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
Home field advantage exists in baseball. Insurance, too. Your local trusted choice independent insurance agents are active members of your community. They'll always have your back. Find a local auto, home, or business insurance agent at trustedchoice.com.
Folks, you just heard from Smoltzy, and you heard it from me as well. Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group are my trusted choice for insurance agents. They've been my agent for a long time, and they serve all of Metro Atlanta. To get up to 10 auto insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes, visit rhodes-group.com/churnoff today. That's rhodes-group.com/churnoff. It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front-row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft.
So here's the other, like, if you want to make the correlation between the football communities, right? Philly tore that thing down, or it was torn down from that team that won the Super Bowl, from the quarterback and the coach and everything in between.
Oh, yeah.
And now they built it back up, and Howie Roseman, who built that back up, did it through the draft and through some really smart free agent additions. And it was Jalen Hurts, and I would listen to you guys when Jalen was drafted, when Carson Wentz was still there and Jalen got his first chance. There was a lot of on the fence, is he the guy, do they draft another quarterback? And I know Falcon fans are going to go through that over the next offseason, and maybe if Desmond Ridder gets the chance to be the starter next year and try to build around him, there are some correlations there.
Well, there are, and the one thing I really like about it is Howie Roseman, you know, in charge. Unlike some radio companies I've worked for, he knows how to manage a salary cap. So he doesn't get caught with his pants down, like having to just get rid of top talent.
That's number two.
Others, you know, other companies would keep top talent and keep top performers, but it's okay. Sometimes you have to get rid of, you know, big money guys and take your shots. So I think that Howie has learned to manage a cap and to work it effectively so his best talent can be there to help lead him to the finish line. So I think that that's been a big part of it. Is we have the best GM in the NFL. I truly believe that. And he's great. Just the additions that he made this offseason, the trade for A.J. Brown, which is crazy, the trade for C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which is crazy, and they got two first-round picks this year, a second-round pick coming up. Then next year they have two second-round picks. And I have no doubt in my mind that Howie's going to be maneuvering again to build up more draft capital, 10 of our 11 starters on offense, all drafted by the organization. It is a prototype of what the Falcons should hope to be. By the way, tomorrow on my show, Thomas Dimitroff. How about that going full circle?
Well, he's available. I know Thomas, he's got some time.
Yes, he does. And Thomas is joining us on Radio Row. So,
I forgot really, you're going really to Sad Radio Row. I'm sorry.
I have to. No. Oh, Matt. This is the one thing you and I have always bonded on. Is it Radio Row? Oh. And I'm like, oh, God. I mean, seriously, do I have to have Joe Montana come by again, pitching Skechers to me again? So we have been really diligent about, first of all, the guests are just going to be, if it's not A-list, it's not A-list. If it's not Michael B. Jordan, you know, that's different. We'll take that interview. We're not taking, you know, the D-list actress from a stupid Netflix series.
Well, the sadder thing about Radio Row is you'll be on air at 3 in the morning.
4. Because it's the mountain time.
Oh, so okay. Four in the morning.
4 to 8, yes. That makes a big difference. But when you wake up at 6 o'clock, which may be the thing that I will always thank the corner office guy for, thanks a lot. Because 6 in the morning sucks. Oh. It absolutely sucks.
So Chuck and I last week, we did the switcheroo where we hosted mornings for a day. It took me 2 days to recover.
Right? You guys have gotten wacky and
zany. Oh, we're nuts. Yeah, we're nuts.
Oh, my God. What's next? Is the locker room going to be called the morning zoo now or what?
All I know is it took me a full 24 hours to recover from doing that one morning.
Oh,
I don't envy you.
And you used to do it.
I did it. I can't do it now. I'm too old.
For a short time, you did it. It's terrible. I mean, it's absolutely terrible. I mean, and it really – and it does affect the sex life, too.
What?
Which really – it does. It affects the sex life because you have
you got
to
have it at 4 in the afternoon.
Well, you have to schedule it, which is really good. But now that Liv's gone to Temple, Caligula, baby. You can do whatever you want.
I don't even want to picture what's happening in that house.
Absolutely.
So tell me – well, God, I'm stuck on two things now. You're home and Radio Row at 4.
Now you're – yeah. Radio Row, oh, my God.
Are you going to the game?
I'm still looking forward to it.
Did you work the Kincaid angle for tickets?
I am coming home on Friday because I have two. Look, Matt, this isn't like, well, when I used to work for another company, like let's call them NBC. I have got gigs lined up for Saturday and Sunday that are paying $6,000.
Oh, wow.
I mean, this is lined up stuff. I mean, the owner isn't taking money off the top and then giving me, like, the scraps.
Are you trying to get me fired right now?
No, I'm just saying I'm using a mythical situation that maybe happened to me. It may have happened to me when I worked for the networks, you know,
gotcha.
Because I used to host network shows for years, too, till I was, you know, told that I was no longer necessary. You know, it seemed strange decisions.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United on the road to see them play, but do it in style. 4 and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, Very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one. And we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful four-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday, the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
Hey, are you tired of shopping your car and home insurance every single year? Well, somebody's got to do it. But that somebody doesn't have to be you. At The Rose Group, we can get you up to 10 insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes. Visit us online today at rose-group.com.
It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front-row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft.
Let's talk about the win or lose for this. If the Eagles lose on Sunday, is it woe is me, we couldn't get it done, Philadelphia gets back to their roots, or will they say, we got Jalen, we're building around him, we'll be back? How is that side of it if they lose Sunday?
Of course people will be pissed if they don't win the Super Bowl, and I think they should be because they're the favorites. But it won't be because the core is young. The core is incredibly young, and they have a ton of draft capital, and Howie is the best general manager for the draft. But I don't want to have that attitude, Matt, because to me, when you're the favorite to win a Super Bowl, go win the Super Bowl. Don't, no excuses, no predestined. Well, we'll still be good next year coming out, because you don't know when next year's ever going to
be. Sure.
I mean,
yep.
You can ask Dan Quinn that.
Yep.
I mean, we all thought the Falcons had a chance to knock on the door for a couple of years after mm-hmm. that. It didn't happen. And so I don't want to hear any of that talk. You know, you either win it on Sunday or you don't. And if you don't win it, I think it's a huge missed opportunity.
Well, I would say this, and you mentioned the Quinn stuff, and I've talked about it many times. Everybody commended the Falcons for getting back to the playoffs the next year, and there was no, quote, Super Bowl hangover. My contention is they were so poorly coached the following year, they should have been a 13-win team, and they wouldn't have had to go to Philadelphia, and they wouldn't have had to go on the road. To your point, you don't know. I mean, the window in the NFL is the biggest lie that there is, because
correct.
That sport breaks these players and the cap will break you quickly. So if you don't do it now, you might not get that chance again.
Here's the only difference, though. If you're in the AFC and you're Patrick Mahomes, you're looking around and you're saying, I got to go through Joe Burrow. I got to go through Josh Allen.
Justin
I got to go through an up-and-coming Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
I got to go through maybe an Aaron Rodgers in Vegas next year. Who does Jalen Hurts have to go through? Dak Prescott?
So
how many playoff games would Dak Prescott lose if he slept on a normal bed? I mean, let's be honest.
I would say today, I mean, you're right, but you and I both know how quickly 24 months changes this stuff.
Yeah, but who are they? Like, who are the quarterbacks?
I would tell you that, like, we could look up in a year, and I'm giving you examples. Trey Lance could be that guy in San Francisco. Carolina could have drafted Bryce Young. Seattle could have traded for C.J. Stroud. Like, this stuff changes so
– you never know.
But your point is a fair one, that they're constructed to make a run at it. Speaking of old friend Dan Quinn, I was shocked to see 2 years in a row that he didn't get a head coaching job. That shocks me.
No, I'm not, because from what I understand, his last interview with Denver was scheduled for 11:30, and Dan showed up at 11:45. Poor clock management.
Ba-dum-bum.
So he got passed over for the job. So
there it is.
Think that. I'm sure he has a bumper sticker or a T-shirt that says, "I'll get it next time."
Well. Good old Dan.
Yeah, what can you do? I miss you guys, and I love you guys, and I really
John,
do. I love everybody. Well,
have a fun time. Enjoy your trip out there, and you know, we'll clip some stuff if you guys lose and make fun of you next week.
I'm putting the Wi-Fi on the Dickey account, so look for it.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, everybody, so much for taking the time to listen to this week's edition of Welcome to Matt Atlanta. Thanks to our producer, Matt Lear, for his assistance with the program. He's the glue that keeps the operation running. We'll talk to you next week on Welcome to Matt Atlanta.
Marketing is everywhere, from the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone. We are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.